And in Melbourne Cup Week, we're back for another edition of Zav Chat. Really excited about today because we've got Kathleen Upfold and Charlie Fenn as our two guests. If those names don't mean a whole lot to you, you're about to find out what a crucial part they play in the Xavier College week and year. Bill Doherty, our principal, welcome.
Shane, great to be back again. Obviously, the VCE is well and truly sort of through. We're more than mid-race, I reckon, to put it in the Melbourne Cup phrasing. But our boys are going really well. You know, they're touch wood. You know, everything continues to flow well. But it's been lovely seeing them, you know, filter out of the exam halls. And, yeah, they've been challenged, but undaunted. And it's lovely just that sense of composure that they've had as they've spoken about navigating their way through the paper. Really proud of them in lots of
ways. Yeah, and that reminds me, Monday afternoon I was here doing some work and I look out my window and there's yourself and a few of the teachers with about, I don't know, 60 to 100 boys, and it was maths time, part two, I think.
Correct, general maths, paper two, so I have a daughter of that one as well, but it was lovely. The boys were just terrific. They're in good form. I think paper one had challenged them, but again, even after that, they'd been up and about. And as I said, I think they're navigating themselves through the challenge of papers, and you want there to be challenge in these papers to differentiate, if nothing else. But I'm just delighted with them. And again, when you've got a sea of, you know, 10 staff members accompanying them in on what for many people feels like a public holiday Monday before the Cup, it's going well. So
I can honestly say that I went nowhere near getting the winner of the Melbourne Cup. Any luck at your end, Bill?
No, I did pick it up in the family sweep, but
well done.
Which is obviously a real highlight of the household.
So far more importantly are our two special guests. I think it's very appropriate you introduce them because you've built a really amazing way and a journey of boys coming into this college. So tell us about it.
Well, it's great. So it's a great pleasure to welcome our Director of Connection, Kathleen Upfold, and our Head of Admissions, Charlie Fenn. They are two really critical roles, as you say, Shane, in the whole team, the whole fabric of the college, and just that beautiful point of connection. And for Charlie and her team, they're the first people that you speak to at the college. And for Kathleen, and a critical role she plays in interview, they're often the first people you might generally sort of meet and have a more detailed conversation. So anyway, welcome to you both.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
So I'd love to sort of unpack a few of these elements. But Kathleen, you know, the role, it's we've had it now for a few years as Director of Connection. You know, maybe just tell us a little bit about, you know, what you do and then we can unpack, you know, why we have a role such as a Director of Connection and how it relates to Xavier.
Well, I think the emphasis is on connection. I have a role in which I oversee admissions and student transitions across the college, kindergarten right through to and departing year 12s. I think I've got the best job in the school. I just love watching how that happens for so many of our young men. And I'm in a position, I've been at the college now for 13 years. I was so proud this year when some of our preps that I had a lot to do with 13 years ago graduated. So I've been able to watch their whole journey. But I also connect out to primary schools, making visits out to them, getting to know the principals, getting to know the environment that our children are coming to us from. I think that's really important that we understand their context. And we often talk in Jesuit education about understanding a student's context and going out to their school and seeing what they're coming from and having conversations with their teachers and their parents and the students, we gather a whole lot of information so that we're feeling really connected with the family and the student before they get here. Mm. So I often say to families, look, we don't just enrol your son, we enrol the whole family, the extended family, everybody. So I think making that connection is really important. Because I think when you enrol your child in a school, you are, in some ways, you're taking a great leap of faith. They're doing a lot of research and, you know, Charlie and I spend a lot of time answering questions. I think it's great that we've got somebody who's got enormous experience in Charlie that can answer a lot of questions about the process. But I can talk to families about kindergarten, I can talk to them about primary school. I think that connection point is really important for families coming into the school.
I might come back and we'll talk a little bit further of that sense of relationship that oozes through all elements of Xavier life. But I'm intrigued. I think, the clientele or parents seeking a independent school for their children, it's a far more discerned, thoughtful, reflective experience, and there's a lot more research that parents are doing in this current era, as it may be opposed to some of the previous eras where you sort of just rolled along and did what the generations before you have sort of done. And I think you both obviously you sense that and you feel that, and it's such a pleasure to be able to engage with parents who are genuinely seeking far greater depth to understand the importance of this really critical selection. It's their child, which is the everything. Is that, Charlie, how you see it?
We're definitely seeing that, Bill. Kathleen and I definitely have parents that come to us with such a broad range of questions. They are very well informed and they're really considering making such a significant decision for their family that they're very active in wanting to ask questions, come on tours, and really interact with the people that are going to be having such an incredible influence within the education space for their child. So we are definitely seeing families that are seeking more information and really getting into understanding, is the college going to be the best fit for their child?
And it strikes me, and it struck me in my first year at the college, nearly 7 years ago now, which is a bit, as time flies, but there's always genuine warmth and engagement that I noticed from college staff. They welcome the questions. There's a deep thirsting to want to know more about the child, the family, and to make sure that the fit is going to be right, and that there's a mutual relationship here where we're sharing the same values and the same desire. And Kathleen, that probably also, I think, comes out in the interviews that you conduct, and there's lots of them.
Yes. And I think that's what's really important for, as much as I try to say to the students when they come in, and I don't do all the interviews, I share that around with a number of people, but I do a lot of interviews. And I often say to our young people when they come in, I said, what do you think is going to happen today? And they said, oh, you're going to ask me a whole lot of questions, you're going to interview me. And I say to them, well, I hope we're going to have more of a conversation than an interrogation. So that's really how we want the conversation to go. And I often think it's as much of the parents asking us questions and making sure that there is a mutual connection and relationship so that they can trust us with the education of their son.
That's a piece of gold, what you've just said, Kathleen, because it's not only our college community that now are good listeners to Zav Chat, but people have begun to let their friends know who might be thinking about a Xavier education for their boy. So I'm thinking of all those people who don't really know Xavier very well, and I think they'll be hanging on every word you're saying there. Do you find parents are just as nervous as the boy when they come in to have a chat?
Oh, absolutely. And I think they're nervous for their son, and but we've interviewed, hundreds and hundreds of boys, and we get unusual responses sometimes, and the parents look and say, well, I didn't know that about him. So for me, that making that connection with the child is really important. I always thank them at the end of the interview. I say, look, it's really hard to come in and talk to a stranger and talk to them about your life and what your interests are and what you do and don't like about school. And I'm always so grateful to them for opening up to me. I think it's a really big thing for a child to do, to sit there and be have a conversation in an office with somebody that they don't know. So I'm acutely aware of that. Sometimes when they're younger, it's almost easier. When they're older, they're even more nervous.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Correct. Yep. And they sort of have a sense of maybe what's on the line or their own personal expectations, let alone mum and dad just guiding them through an experience. So it's lovely what comes out in conversations too. And it also helps to sort of just debunk myths at times, or I thought it was going to be like this, but clearly it's not, and it's over here. And I think we get that a little a bit, you know, even the people who might be listening, as you're saying, Shane, here, to go, oh, well, I didn't put my son down at birth, so I won't have any chance. That's not our process at all. Charlie, just maybe a little bit about just how we go about it at Xavier, which is really different to some schools. It's a case of, you know, sign the form, send the money, and you're on the list, and you're in. That's not how we do it. You know, maybe just a little bit about our process and the whole nature of the engagement.
Yes, Bill, our process is increasingly different to some other schools. So we families are able to simply go to our website and make application and join our wait list. And that's a very important part of process. You need to pop your kid's name down on our list because we do have strong wait lists for entry at our college. Having said that, we also have ongoing movement within our college. Our community is filled with people who move interstate for jobs, or are moving home from overseas, employment opportunities, and the college is constantly moving and changing. So there's opportunity to always have a discussion around enrolment.
And I'll take you back. I'll take you back to the end of 2002, and I was moving back to Melbourne from Perth to take the job at 3AW, and my boys were going into Year 5 and Year 7, and so that was going to be an application for us at Burke Hall, and just Burke Hall, as it turned out, and couldn't get in. And literally a week before the end of the year, I got a call from John Finn, who ran Costco Hall before Kathleen, who said, we've just had a family who are moving to Sydney, and one boy's in Year 5 and one boy's in Year 7, and we're looking at your application. And it all rolled from there. So it's a real life experience of what you actually just said.
Yes, and there's many families, particularly who might be new to Victoria, who can be quite upset when they realise that so many schools have such big wait lists. So my first advice is please always join our wait list, but then additionally, simply call the college and speak to one of the members of our team. We're always happy to talk you through our process and also where you find yourself and what you're hoping for your child. And there's always so many questions, so we're always here to answer questions. Secondly, our process therefore does roll out in terms of we are similar in terms of reaching out to our families 2 years in advance of their intended entry and finding out more information about their child so we can really move into our process that would potentially head off to interview and move, you know, through that journey of an enrolment process. So we are able to follow both processes there, and families are able to just speak to our admissions team if they have any questions.
And I think that's important that we always want to build a relationship with our families. I think that's where transition starts. That first phone call into admissions where we hear the story, that's what's really important. There's always somebody at the end of the phone to listen, and when we're building those relationships, that's part of the whole transition. Transition doesn't start when your son's been accepted for enrolment. It starts from the moment we have our interactions with you. And Charlie and I often talk about, she says, look, I've had a family call and it's about this, and you know, and I can get back to them if it's an educational question. And there you have us building the relationship. We know the story of the family and their circumstances, and building that relationship
is
absolutely critical.
Yeah.
Really well said, Kathleen. And it goes then right through the journey, because Xavier is about relationship. It's about the quality of those human connections and that depth that we have in terms of it's personable, it's caring, it's thoughtful. And as you said, goes right the way through. And Charlie, I love your comment about the, you know, pop down on the wait list, because there's lovely points of engagement too. So often, you know, parents, prospective parents, you know, might be able to come in and have a look at a music hall, or they can pop in and, you know, if there's a particular, you know, a day of sport and we happen to know they like soccer or they like footy or whatever it might be, or cricket, you know, they can come in and be around and just get a bit of a deeper sense of what goes on at the college. It's wonderful watching, I think, our boys not only playing but spectating and understanding what it is to be audience and crowd, be a supporter, but be a sports person who, you know, upholds, you know, the values of the contest. So there's a good thing.
There's a wealth of brilliant educational experience sitting right here at the table as we record this edition of Zav Chat. Well, I hope we can talk about the tours soon, Charlie. I know that's a big part of what we do. But I'm just interested, Kathleen and Bill, with your experience. Have you noticed over a generation or over a decade a different process or movement in terms of how families think about joining for their child? Like, was it often always year seven, start of secondary school, or was it often always prep? How's that moved over time, if at all?
I'll take it one way, and Kathleen can probably go at it from a different direction. In terms of, I think, the nomination, the inquiry, the interest, there's, I think, a really demonstrable shift that really pleasingly, you know, mums have got a far greater influence and thought in the family unit and in where their children are going to school.
Yep.
You know, gone are the days where, oh, this is my old school tie and that's where he's, you know, that's, you know, pleasingly society's moved on.
That's altered.
And it's a beautiful fusion of obviously of different interests. Being a school that educates boys, mums didn't go here. They might have gone to, you know, local schools, you know, that had a great affinity with Xavier, and they have a sort of a sense of it. And sometimes, you know, their brothers went or generations, etc. Or for others, they've been at Jesuit schools, you know, in other parts of the world and of Australia, and they've sort of come in and they've got a bit of a sense. But these tours, especially, and it'd be lovely to sort of pick up on this in a second, and Kathleen, throw to you first. But the tours allow everyone to get their eyes on and get a sense and hear the words and see the actions that they can that they can pick up on as they go through the campuses. I think it's really, really important. So for me, that motherly influence and thoughtfulness in the selection of a school for their son
is a big change you've seen.
Is an important shift.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I think sometimes the student voice in that is also has been another significant addition, where parents will say, depending on the age of the child, well, my child is, it's up to my child to make this decision, which sometimes can put a lot of pressure on the child. But I also think parents are probably sometimes in the better position to know what the fit is. And it's not just around friendships and things like that. So I think that that's another change. I also think that parents are much more cynical about marketing, and rightly so. I think the best way to know a school, and it probably leads into talking to a bit about our tours, is to actually go on a tour and look, every school that you go to is going to have wonderful facilities. I mean, that's what happens. You're going to look at schools that are going to have amazing facilities and amazing resources. So for me, it's about walking around and looking at the way in which the teachers are interacting with the children, being there over recess and lunchtime, and our tours go over recess, and seeing the way in which our students interact with each other, how they move between classes. I mean, that says a lot to you about relationships, and it's come back to me time and time again where parents or students will come back and say, they won't talk to me about the, you know, the sports complex or, you know, the gym. They'll say to me, I saw a Xavier boy, an older boy talking to a younger boy, or there'll be something that will really resonate with them in terms of relationship and giving them a sense of, I could be that person, I could fit in here. People are kind, people are polite. I think
that's interesting. Yeah.
I think that's really changed because, and I think the investment that parents and the time they take, I'm always so grateful to parents when they both come in either for an interview or come in for a tour, because they've had to take time out of their work lives to do that. So it needs to be a worthwhile experience. Marketing might make them interested, but what they really want to know is, well, does the marketing actually match what I'm going to see on the tour? And I think that's the right way to approach it.
And I'm aware, Charlie, that we're doing way more tours than ever before, but they're smaller numbers. Do you want to explain? Bill's a good one to have sitting next to you because he's taking a lot of these tours.
Well, indeed, and they are very popular, our tours with our principal. The college is offering almost weekly tours, our junior school campus and here at senior school, and they are their specialist tours and often run by perhaps even our head of music, our head of sport, a principal's tour and director of campus tours, and it gives people the opportunity to come and be part of a small group tour.
What's small? Is it 10? Is it 20? Or
No, it can be 5 families.
Okay. Yep.
It can be slightly more, but they are offered in, you know, the opportunity, or it offers a regular opportunity for people to be able to come and view the school. And sometimes we have families return a couple of times. They're so impressed by actually seeing the school and listening to the leader of that tour that they come back again and they'll bring their parents. Mm. Or indeed, they're going to bring their son. So they've had a real connection through seeing the school and they're excited and they return.
And so, Bill, can I ask you, on the back of Charlie's great answer there, what's your experience? You know, you're meeting these families.
It's one of the highlights of my week, bar none, Shane.
Yeah, really.
To be able to, you know, not only talk about your school and engage with it as you go wandering around and the various people that you run into, but to be able to sort of share, you know, what sits behind the bricks and the facade that often, you know, you peer in and you wonder what it's like.
Yeah,
it's
lovely
bringing it to life. You know, often we speak about what you can't yet see, but what's being, you know, proposed through, or it might be these are the programs that operate in the space. This is why we run these programs, and this is what we're seeking for it to impact or to do for our boys and to help in their formation. So it's a really beautiful chance to talk about the great things that actually occur here, and the personal, the shift in the tours from, you know, those really large open days that even though I think the college always did a great job to try and make them personable, you know, our boys would lead the families around, this certainly just brings a real depth of connection, and I think they're joyous to be part of, to be fair.
And they're not, and I think the thing is that we don't change the day to suit the tour. We just, when you come on the day of the tour, that's what you experience. You experience a very typical day.
Mm.
There are no bells and whistles unless there's a music concert on. But you just get to see, we want them to see the classrooms because that's where they're going to spend a lot of their time. And they walk around, and I think seeing those interactions and getting a feel for the school, that's what it's about. So we don't change anything. And I remember taking a tour and I was walking around and I had a young man that I discreetly told him to fix something with his uniform, and I moved along. I didn't want to embarrass him or anything, but we were moving at a relaxed pace, and one of the parents on the tour said to me, "Well, I'm pleased to see that you picked up on that." And and I thought it was such a simple thing, but it was just us being as we would be during the day.
Yeah.
And there's a genuineness and an authenticity to it. And even when the boys are, you know, screaming for a mark or something on the oval and making a lot of noise, that's
reality.
That's how we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well said, Kathleen. It's funny, one of the last tours we took was in the last week of year 12, and I did have to introduce that to some people. This is interesting. And I've got to say, I think not only, you know, we're really proud of all of our boys, but the parents actually had a sense that the year 12s were just walking around soaking up their last few days. Mm. Like, there was gratitude. There was there wasn't a sense of entitlement about, well, this is our time, et cetera. And that's how we found them, and that's how we found them right through their finish, just watching them hold themselves really, really well. There's time for, you know, for good-natured fun, and there was time for, you know, deeply symbolic moments, et cetera. And so even on that tour, you know, as one wouldn't typically take a tour in the last week of year 12, it's a lovely chance to say, come as you are, and here we are too.
So in my role as Director of Operations and Community, I sort of work into this space a little bit myself. And what I'm interested to hear is, people tell me 10 and 20 years ago there was a selection of schools and they'd all end up at Xavier, and that was the case. But looking now, I'm seeing, Charlie, I think on one list I saw not far off 100 different schools feeding in to Xavier. How's that happened? And, you know, what have you noticed in terms of changes in that space?
I'll tip. Certainly there's a, you know, Melbourne changes. It changes over the decades and through the generations, et cetera. And so where, you know, traditional, you know, family zones have been, you know, sort of, as we've experienced, sort of nearer, well, as those children have now grown up and had their own children, they're off inevitably, and, you know, they might be in the inner north. Mm. They've moved into different areas. And so Melbourne evolves, and so you evolve with it. And whilst you might still have, you know, traditional linkages with many little primary schools. There are new ones that open up, etc. Yeah. And to be honest, that's exciting. Mm. And one of the lovely things is you can be a one or a two coming from your and you feel welcome. Mm. And that's quickly, you know, in the space of days and if weeks, you know, lovely little friendships are sort of blossoming out. And the college, again, through Kathleen, is very intentional around that transitionary process and making sure there's care and that sort of quality of experience.
And I think there's more transport options as well. I think Melbourne has developed in terms of its transport.
Very much.
So it's really created many more options. I mean, I just last week I was doing transition visits. So one of the things that we do, particularly with our Year 7s coming into secondary school, is there is a senior member of the school who will go out and visit every single child in their primary school.
Fantastic.
So I've been out at Blackburn and Nunawading and Ringwood and going and visiting these children and look, wonderful for me that now I've been in the job for some time. They said, I remember you talking to me and interviewing me. So we make that connection. We talk to their classroom teacher and we find out a little bit more about them and we talk to the student and just make that one-on-one contact. So it's lovely when they get here on transition day later in the year when they say, hi, or they tell me, I made a friend today, because there's a lot of children now that are coming, that are the only child coming from their school.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, really.
And
yeah.
That can be very challenging for them. But I also think that, and I say this to parents, sometimes when you're the only student coming from your school, you almost transition quicker in terms of making friends.
Because you have to.
You just have to. And sometimes, we do a whole range of things to make students feel more comfortable. We look at our class lists and we try and put them in with the information that we've got on them, with children that they might make a connection with. But we also want them to experience some difference. So sometimes those children, even though it's a bit nerve-wracking, they can connect quicker.
And Shane, as I throw back over to you, just pause for half. That is quite incredible that a school and from senior staff at the school go out to every single primary school where a student is transitioning through into our college and, again, deepen that connection, have a personable meeting. I think it's brilliant. It's one of the great things that Charlie and especially that Kathleen does in this role of connection. It's living it.
Yeah, but we do that, Bill, as well with our in our primary schools. So certainly I was at the kindergarten information night the other night. I love that I can go from year 12 to kindergarten. So at the kindergarten information night the other night at our junior school, and we offer our kindergarten families as they're coming in, and it's usually at three-year-old, that they can we could do a home visit and come out and meet their child in their home environment. Because that helps form the connection and make it more comfortable. And I think our staff here, because it's not just me, our staff here are very strong on making sure that a child transitions well, because we know if a child can transition well, they can learn well.
And I had a great experience at the races this week, would you believe, where someone asked me where I work. And I talked about Xavier, and he made the amazing comment. He said, oh, I come from Williamstown every day on the train, and I'm seeing Xavier uniforms on the station. Yeah. Now, I'm guessing 10 years ago, Bill, there might not have been too many Williamstown students at Xavier, as an example. I found that amazing.
I don't think so. But again, as Kathleen was saying, you know, if you can get to public transport, you can get to Xavier. You know, you're connecting the train, and we speak about this often, Kathleen, that, you know, these are some of the great life-giving experiences. So whilst, you know, the transport changes and the Chandler Highway crossings there, and all of a sudden it's just so ridiculously easy to get from those northern suburbs,
as we're seeing,
straight across, not even hit a traffic light, round into Burke Hall, and maybe inclined to drive, certainly when children are younger in those primary years. But as they're starting to get up, you know, put them on a tram, get them to the train, and they'll get here. And one of the lovely things is where older Xavier boys see another little fellow in red and black and look after them and guide them through. But these are life forming experiences. And that little bit of independence, you know, as we went up to Japan, we were chatting about this with Brett, you know, they're 6 years of age on the public transport in Tokyo. And so sometimes, you know, we certainly cuddle them a little bit, maybe too much at times. So these are good things.
And I think those public transport experiences are friendship-forming experiences. Like I was listening to a Year 5 boy, and he was talking to one of our new students, and he was saying, And now they're my bus friends and they're my soccer friends. And just listening to this young man just organically speaking about all the, he said, oh, you'll make friends, it's really easy. And talking about those experiences and travelling to school, like the boys really enjoy that opportunity.
Now, I'm looking at the clock. It just won't stop. It just keeps ticking. And we're heading toward 30 minutes. And I do want one last comment, Kathleen. You just were part of a massively impressive tour of our soccer boys to the other side of the world, but it wasn't just soccer. Just talk to us for a minute about it. The feedback's been amazing.
It's interesting having a whole range of experiences available to boys. In fact, I had a family who wrote to me to say, thank you, I remember you interviewing my son in year five, and he's in year 10 now, and he finally went on the cricket tour. He remembers you talking about the cricket tour and that experience and what was available. But we went to Spain on a soccer tour. I had the great joy of accompanying the boys and looking at the world through their eyes. And we took the opportunity as we were in Spain, the birthplace of St. Ignatius of Loyola, and we went to Montserrat, which is a significant religious place for St. Ignatius, and we walked 30 kilometres into Manresa. So we actually did part of the Camino.
Wow.
And the boys have been listening to the story about St. Ignatius, and for them to be able to experience that and go in those footsteps, they were just so open to that experience. And what I found interesting was that they were probably a disparate group to start with, year 9 to 11, and the way in which they engaged with each other and cared for each other and looked out for each other and opened themselves up to friendship with each other, it was just such a joy to be sitting there watching that.
And I assume they played a bit of soccer along the way.
As well as improving their soccer skills.
Fantastic.
Out of sight.
It's been great being back at home listening into this and obviously, you know, getting the Tripcast updates, et cetera. Mm. But you know, this soccer tour went to the who's who. You know, they started off in London and they literally, you know, Manchester as well, so did Manchester City, Manchester United, Tottenham Hotspur, Arsenal, Liverpool. They'd, you know, the biggest of all clubs. Had some great home fixtures there as much as going, you know, behind the scenes tours. Sort of money can't buy experiences.
What an experience.
George Campbell, you know, does a masterful job there. But the heart, and then back into the heart of Spain as well, and Barcelona, and you know, they've been to the biggest stadiums,
the Nou Camp.
But the highlight was this experience with Camino. It comes
brilliant.
Out time and again.
Brilliant.
Because there was the uniqueness, there was the depth, and there's a bit of a Jesuit sort of sense of the world. So anyway, it's great.
Well, in finishing, I might not have backed the Melbourne Cup winner, but I did make a prediction 30 minutes ago. This would be one of the great Zav chats. And I hope our folks listening have enjoyed it as much as I have. Bill, in signing off?
Yeah, look, I'm incredibly proud of the team. They take such joy in their experiences, and I'm lucky enough to sort of reside near them in our bit of the universe at Xavier. But the bubble that comes out, the personal connection that comes out, it typifies what Xavier is about. So to Charlie and Kathleen, I'm in awe of the work that they do and their team. It's an exciting period of Xavier life at the moment. We're planning and plotting a whole lot of things, and these two in particular bring it to life for our prospective families in wonderful ways.
Fantastic. Kathleen, thank you.
Thank you.
And Charlie, thank you.
Thanks very much.
They did a great job. It was a fantastic addition. And anyone interested ever in looking at Xavier, just go to our Xavier website and you'll find all the information. Bill, we're minus Gerard at this time of the year, but we've still got a few interesting episodes to come.
We do. They're looking forward to rounding the year off well, Shane. So it's a big week for Melbourne, this one, and you sort of get a sense of that. We've got we don't have Gerard for Around the Grounds, but I know there's a great Coppens Cup, our inaugural public speaking competition that we'll speak maybe a little bit more about next week, but really looking forward to that tonight.
So, folks, we'll see you for another Zav Chat 7 days hence.